ABC Listen.
Marco.
Polo.
Oh. Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Got you!
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah. Just filling time before we begin today's
Story Salad Quest Mode!
Ah, sorry.
Nothing really compares,
no.
Does it? You know,
we were trying to play a different game, but our favorite game is Story Salad Quest Mode.
It's
you know
right.
That. It's Matt.
It's Carlo.
We're back for Story Salad Quest Mode. No other game can thrill us as much as Story Salad
That's
Quest
right.
Mode because you're involved. We're here. We get to go on wacky adventures. And a reminder that Story Salad Quest Mode is where we get a story salad starter from you. So one of you lovely listeners is sending us the beginning of a story and we have to make up a completely improvised, made-up story after your story salad starter.
That's right, but we only have 4 minutes to do the story.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear this sound, that means there's 1 minute left.
Yes.
So we got to wrap that story up.
So let's not delay. Let's not play any more games. And let's get today's story salad starter for today's
story salad quest mode.
Please.
Hi, my name is Emmy and I'm 6 years old. Once upon a time, there was a girl called Rosie and she really liked bunnies. And then she found a bunny, but then she lost it. And then she saw
a huge hole in the bank of a riverbed. She thought, well, I don't remember that hole being there before. And she took a little peek inside. She saw there were beautiful little carved steps, very small, going down, 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 and tiny little lanterns lighting this tiny little, it wasn't just a hole, it was a tunnel.
How beautiful.
And so she thought, well, I've just lost a bunny, and there's this tunnel going down, down, down into the earth. I'll give it a go. And so she went down the tiny stairs, and there were little family photographs of bunnies.
Bunnies.
And old photographs, old, old black and white photographs.
Ye old bunnies.
Ye old bunnies. Some portraits. As she got further down, there were portraits of bunnies in clothes from hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And then there were started to be just carvings of bunnies. And she got to the bottom and there was this great big room, brightly lit.
One could say it was a ballroom, a bunny ballroom.
A bunny ballroom, yeah. Because the ceiling was quite low. Mm-hmm. She could stand up, Rosie could stand up in the room because it was sort of child height. But for bunnies, that's huge.
Yes.
You got to imagine. For bunnies,
and,
that's huge.
And she got down into this bunny ballroom and realised there were lots of bunnies in there.
And they were all immaculately dressed.
Like little tuxedos and gowns,
beautiful gowns. Little bunny gloves.
And it was the bunny ball.
The annual bunny ball.
The annual bunny ball.
And there was a little bunny orchestra with little bunny instruments.
Yep.
Bunnies have their own instruments.
And Rosie thought, if I'm going to buy my bunny, it's probably going to be here at the bunny ball.
And a little bunny footman came up to her and said, oh, excuse me, madam, I don't seem to have an invitation card for you here at the bunny ball.
Oh, but that's, thank you for checking. That's actually because I'm not a bunny. I'm a human who had a bunny and I've lost it.
Oh, well, perhaps I could check the guest list for you and see if your bunny is here. What's your bunny's name, madam?
Benita.
Benita?
The bunny.
Do you have the family name?
Yes. Benita McAllister.
Benita McAllister. Benita McAllister. Benita McAllister. I've got Benita Magrina. Here it is. Benita McAllister.
Yes, that's my bunny.
Yes, she's checked in. I think you might find her over there.
Oh.
And over there was this little bunny waiting room with all these little chairs. And the bunnies were sitting on them waiting to be invited to dance.
Benita was sort of trying not to step on any of the bunnies. She went over to the waiting room and she said, Benita. And Benita spun around and went,
oh, busy. Hi. Sorry, it's annual bunny ball, and I probably should have told you that I was going, but I'm a bunny, and you didn't know I could speak yet, so I just thought, like, I was going to go and...
Yeah, this whole world is very new to me, Benita. It's incredible.
Yeah. So we have an annual bunny ball. We dress up in tuxedos and gowns, and we get together and just celebrate being bunnies.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry for intruding. Are you going to come home after this?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's great news. I was worried for you, you know?
Yeah, no, I've got to get back to my animal roots sometimes, even though I'm your pet and I love living with you and I love all the carrots that I get to eat. I have to go and be extravagant every now and then.
Well, you look fabulous,
Benita. Thank you so much.
And I hope you get lots of names on your dance card.
Oh! Thank you so much. I do love a fancy hot step.
Well, this has to be one of the fanciest bunny balls that I've ever seen in the whole wide world. Okay, bye. Have fun.
Bye.
Dance well.
I'll be back before 9.
Okay, bye. Wow.
How cute.
What a beautiful little
scene. That was a cute little story salad.
Little bunnies. Yeah. I can see them all frocked up, you know.
And it was good that her bunny wasn't lost forever. She was just out on an extravagant bunny ball evening.
That's right, yeah. Having a dance.
I wonder if all animals have like an extra... Like, is there a crocodile... Crocodile
cha-cha.
Or a
Consuela. Crocodile Consuela.
Yeah. Or a dingo
dance.
No, we'll find out on the next story.
Right. What did you think about that, Emmy?
My favorite bit was the ball. And I want to go to the bunny ball. Thanks, Matt and Carlo.
It was nice that she found the bunny.
Yeah. And I want to know what they were eating. Because they bunnies, like, yeah, they love chowing down on a carrot. And
you've got to imagine that cucumber, the ball, they're going to have to make it a bit fancier.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be like little carrot hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yes, yes.
And little entrees.
Yeah.
Of, like, lovely little bunny pellets or whatever they eat.
Yes.
I don't know, never had a bunny, so I don't know. if you have a bunny, you might be able to incorporate your pet into the story salad quest mode that you could do right now.
That's right. You could get someone to start a story for you and you could finish it, which now that we've finished our own story salad quest mode, Matt, we'll have to probably play another game.
I guess. All right. I spy with my little eye something beginning with L.
Is it let's do another story salad quest mode?
Yeah. Well, it was actually Legend sitting in front of me, which is you, Carlo. But it was, yeah, let's do another story salad quest mode. So we'll be back next time for another story salad
quest mode.